Hi, Brad. Welcome to Podcast 87. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
Ryan, you know I always take your calls.
Not always. Sometimes I have to leave a voice message.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I am. And you?
I am, too. And I'm excited that we're bringing this series to a close. I think you've shared quite a bit in regards to your mental mastermind. And actually, before we close it off, I wouldn't mind just going a little bit deeper into the mental mastermind and the article that you wrote. I found it to be a very honest and open and sincere sharing of the actual experience that you're going through. And I appreciate that, and I'm quite sure that our listeners or readers will enjoy it as well. But I wouldn't mind going a little bit deeper into one particular area that you brought up in our last podcast that I didn't think was covered as much as I would like to know. Well, you know, maybe it's just my own curiosity. Would you mind if we went a little bit deeper into one particular area of your mental mastermind?
Only if you don't aggravate me.
I can't promise that.
Oh, I'm so easily aggravated.
No, it's just I have a knack for certain things. Oh, you're a funny guy. In the previous podcast, you mentioned we were talking about board of directors, and you were using that as a metaphor for interacting with your mental mastermind group. And I'm just wondering, can you give me an example of something that you've charged them with? As you said in our previous podcast, you charge them with an instruction or a direction and say, okay, boys, give me some response or get to work on this, whatever it is you say.
Well, what it is that if my primary purpose in life is to be connected, to remain connected, to be one with our spirit parent or the source or, you know, God or what anybody wants to call her, him, or it. And that's it. It's simply keep me on track. That's one example. For example, I will get an inspiration, an idea, or a thought about something I really feel I'm being led to do. So what I want to make sure is that, and I trust these nine personages to do that because I feel that's where they come from, and they've proven it over and over, that no matter what goal I set, that they either adjust that goal or that they, my primary purpose, since I've discovered that basically at times my subconscious is at war, so-called, with my conscious mind or my intention, because it's sitting there in the background based on all the stuff it's picked up, all my 80 plus years of life on this planet, and that I want to keep them bridged together and with that one purpose, and that is that they be joined together with the source, and it's with the source's purposes or vibrations, if you prefer, or frequency, or however anybody wants to put it. But anyway, that I'm all one core or one integrated being, in step, in vibration with the source.
So,
well, that was a long way around.
Well, no, I thought it was good. You elaborated and you covered a whole bunch of areas at once. I just want to repeat back partially what I'm understanding to you, and you can let me know if I've got it correct. So let's say, for example, you come to a a point in the road where you're going to go left or right. And going left would be totally following your subconscious leading on that particular idea. And going right would really just says, okay, according to my purpose, how does this line up? And you unify those two roads so that you go all as one, as opposed to just with the subconscious mind, which is, as far as, maybe we should elaborate a little bit on subconscious mind being the historical, putting historical values and historical context on whatever it is, whichever road you go to. Is that right? Have I got this? Am I even remotely coming close to this?
Wow. This is getting fun. My I view currently, and of course I may change this, but I view currently that the subconscious is where all my preconceived notions, all my prejudices, all my judgments that I've picked up from, you know, time I was a baby.
And beliefs too, right?
Beliefs. Yeah, that's a better term. So we don't put a negative connotation. Beliefs aren't necessarily bad, but they might not necessarily be appropriate, or they might be limited, or they might be wrong. They might be somebody else's belief that I no longer even value, but it's still sitting there as a preconception. So I don't know if I'm making this more confusing than
really bringing clarity. This is really good. This is exactly what I was looking for. Yeah. And so you take those beliefs and you say, okay, boys, of your mental mastermind, I don't want to just turn left and follow my beliefs. I want to be unified with Source. So give me what you got. Give me some feedback to ensure that I stay on that track.
Yeah. Hey, now, see, that opens the door to something that for years ago, I would say 20 years ago, maybe 30, even 40 years ago, when I first began becoming aware, or let's say I was more desirous, I wanted to be aware of the presence and power and of the Source. And I began to articulate it in saying, you know, help me to let go of my preconceived ideas and be open to whatever it is that you have for me. That's kind of a prayer, both conscious and unconsciously, that was going on. And since I've been introduced to this mastermind concept, and it's daily now, it's just overtaking me of being aware that not only do I have a direct relationship with the Source, but I have 9 personages, if you would, to help me stay on that path and on that course, and to point out any preconceived notions. I've written some things to people in the last several days that I've done this for the last 20 years, 25 years maybe, but that were mind-blowing to me because, holy mackerel, that didn't come out of me. You know, it was so far over my head as far as consciously being able to accept or believe something. And then, so that's been going on for some time, particularly ever since I got to the point of realizing that what faith was to not be afraid of demanding and wanting more faith. That I've come up with a new term here recently, and I think it came from the mastermind, was overwhelming faith is the faith that overwhelms my unbelief, overwhelms incorrect beliefs, and those incorrect beliefs are that I have any limits. Because I know that each of us has unlimited potential, but we get caught up in the subconscious that says, no, no, you can't do that. And the subconscious, I think you pointed out one time, is that it's there to protect us. Now, I thought that was a great insight, that to keep us from doing stupid things at times. So we need that. But we also need the other side, to get rid of our preconceptions and our false and our limited beliefs. And again, I feel like I'm going haywire here and going off in answering something you didn't even ask. But I'm trying to kind of struggle for what I'm really sensing and feeling.
No, I don't think you're going haywire at all. This is exactly where I was hoping you would go, and you're elaborating very well. Because the subconscious mind is a friend, a constant friend, who always has our best intentions. But unfortunately, the subconscious mind is working on yesterday's information, and a prediction towards the future, or giving you advice on whether you're turning left or right, is a future prediction. But if it's based on past beliefs or past information, it may not be serving you in the way that would be most advantageous. I don't want to say best, but to get the result that that spirit parent wants to get, not just the result of ego or what appears to be correct, but what I'm going to call divine purpose or divine direction. You know, people are constantly searching for some deeper meaning and something extraordinary in experience, and the only way to do that, as far as I'm concerned, is to not do what you did yesterday. Subconscious mind, that's what we did yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And which gets back to the place, and I'm glad you put it in that frame, because that's what I mean when, you know, I picked up that term from the astronomer at a lecture, and I've written about it extensively, but, you know, the guy that said, you know, based on the latest and the last, you know, just at that time was just the last 24 months, the last 2 years, there have been, with the Hubble telescope being repaired, they're beginning to see all these images and stuff, which made astronomers and science as a whole begin to question all the beliefs they'd held for 100 years up till a couple of years ago. And it was like, and what he said was in his slide presentation, and he was a scientist, he was about 72 years old, and he was still working for some observatory down in California, and he made this statement that many of us question, and in fact don't believe anymore, in the Big Bang Theory. And I was, huh? What? Is a scientist saying this? And every five or six slides of these, I mean, I'm going to use the word glorious, and I don't use that word, but these pictures of galaxies that we hadn't even dreamed were out there before, and they're just beautiful. They're amazing. And then he'd come with a black background slide that said, I don't know squat. We don't know squat, in these giant white letters. Well, I picked up on that, and I've been quoting that forever, because when we think we know everything, that is ego. That is subconscious, and it's based on what we've learned in the past, which includes experiences. And what I've come to realize, and it isn't original with me, I mean, it. I think I've read it or picked it up, but I totally believe it, is that our experiences aren't even our experiences. There are the emotional importance we've put on it in the past, and it's that emotion that we're carrying with us, and we say, well, I know that I know that I know because I've experienced it. Well, what I experienced at the time was so overwhelming that it was an emotional response to that experience. And so when we say we know anything, I don't know squat. And that is what has brought me to the point, the book you published, which was, I can never forget, remember the first part of the title, but the subtitle was What Now? That's what brought me to this place of dependence upon spirit. Say, what now? And now we're back to how I interact with the board of directors of my life, my mastermind. They're imaginary, but they're real. And of course, we've been told that our imagination is the precursor to everything that is real. What we imagine and we can hold to and believe in and know and expect will come into being. So it's a creative part of us. And so when I say it's imaginary or imagination, it's as real as anything else. And these nine members of my board of directors keep me on that path of not knowing squat, but depending on spirit. Now, you brought up something in our last podcast, too, about interacting with them. And I interact in a kind of a different way, but yet in the same way, in that when I ask them directly a question, they tell me, ask it directly. You can get that directly. And it's like, wow, it's so exciting to me because I have this board of directors that's holding me to my purpose. And anytime I'm straying from that purpose of wanting to trust in my either one, conscious or unconscious mind, conscious mind being the one of trying to figure things out or strategize them or whatever, I don't trust that anymore. But I don't trust my preconceptions either, so I go beyond both, and I say, okay, what now? And our spirit parent knows that's who I'm asking. What now? And so my board of directors keeps me on that path. That's what I've charged them with to do. And they're doing it, and it's miraculous for me. I'm in my 80s, and it's just like every day's a new day, you know?
Yay! That's exciting.
It is exciting, Ryan. I mean, we've had so many exciting this last 3.5 years from the time you, I'm going to say, conjured up. I think it came directly from spirit, that 21-day challenge you put us on. And holy mackerel, that was a breakthrough beyond all breakthroughs. And now this mastermind is just, it's a total breakthrough.
For keeping you on track.
Very exciting to me.
Well, that's good. Well, Brad, I think that you've answered my question extremely well, and you really elaborated a lot on the Mental Mastermind, and I look forward to putting this up on the website and having our readers go beyond that and take a listen to what you have to say in specifics, because you know, when you write something, if you don't have a whole book to write about it, you can miss some very crucial elements, and I think you covered those off today. So I want to say thank you on behalf of our listening audience. So are you going to say goodbye and sign off?
Yeah, good grief, we took too long. Hey, love you, and thanks so much for the call, Mr. Publisher, and I guess I'll see you next time.